For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Kristen Huber, a super senior out of Kelowna, British Columbia. And first of all, Kristen, a couple weeks ago, you're playing against Ohio State. Friday night, you get knocked out of the game with an injury. You've been through it a couple of times already. What was going through your head at that point?
I think I was just scared. I don't know, just again kind of thing. But bouncing back, so I'll be good.
You got to watch your team get a sweep in Ohio, first time in 2 years. And of course, the last time you guys had done that, it was kind of an interesting historical game. But what was it like having to sit on the bench and watch your team kind of take care of business?
Well, I mean, it's never fun to sit on the bench, so that kind of... But it was nice to see them win and nice to get those points. So,
your team's had some great success this season, with the exception of two teams, Wisconsin and Minnesota. Take us back to last weekend, and how tough was it to play against a Gopher team that was just hungry to get past us?
I mean, that's pretty tough. They're a very skilled team. So, I mean, I think we played good. I think we can play better, though, when we come up against those two teams again at home. So we'll have hopefully improved more and just be able to get them there.
Your team on Friday night played a very good game against Minnesota. I mean, the score wasn't indicative of how you played. Did you feel like you guys had gotten a lot more good shots on net, or grade A shots, as coach likes to call them?
Yeah, I think we got some pretty good shots. I still think we need to get more shots, though. So
this weekend, you've got Minnesota State, a team that's winless in the league. Obviously, they're going to be pretty hungry. What is kind of the mindset of this team? Obviously, it's Friday. You've got to take care of business, don't you?
Yeah, I think we can't overlook this team, even though they have no wins. They'll be coming in here looking for some wins. So yeah, I think we just need to come out and play as hard as we did against the Gophers, against every team we've played this season so far, and I think we can hopefully have success against them. So
I know against Ohio State, Coach had to shuffle up the lines because you were out. Steph was with the Four Nations Cup. I know he kind of shuffled them again against Minnesota. How hard is it to adjust to new players on your forward line?
I mean, it's different, but I wouldn't say it's hard because all of us are talented players, and I mean, we play together in practice every day, and I mean, just kind of got to adapt to that, so it's not too bad.
Your team was ranked number 4 a week ago. Now you're ranked number 6, but you're still ranked in the country. For you as a senior, how fun has it been to see your team in the progress you've made since your freshman year and now being nationally ranked?
Oh, it's pretty cool. You wake up, and I mean, even when we have that scoreboard in our locker room with the WCHA, seeing ourselves 3rd in the WCHA is pretty cool. And I mean, coming in, I was hopeful, but then we had some rough years, but now it's pretty cool.
And the senior class, a big senior class, how tight-knit of a group are you?
Oh, we're pretty close. I mean, you got Witt and I, and Steph, too, who are super seniors, but we all get along pretty well, so.
As a senior, what kind of personal goals did you set for yourself coming into this year?
Score some goals. I don't know, play as hard as I can. This is my last year, so have fun with it too, and yeah.
It's gone by pretty fast so far here this first half, hasn't it?
Yeah, really fast actually. Yeah, I kind of didn't even realize it, that we're almost, that this series will be our halfway point, so that's kind of scary.
You got to kind of take those games in, every game, can't, don't you?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
What is your major here at BSU?
A biology major with a wetlands ecology minor.
Wow. What do you plan on doing after BSU? Do you know?
I'm not sure yet. I might try to get an internship somewhere because for being an international student, I think you get kind of a free year or whatever. So in your field of study. So I might try to take that and stay in the States for another year and see where that goes. So
we'll keep you here for a while, right?
Yeah.
Kristen, as always, congratulations on great 4.5 years and good luck this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you.